All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Plays. I'm playing Castlevania Chronicles 2, which is a fan remake of Castlevania 2, Dracula's Quest. I remember playing this game when I was a little kid. I don't have any money. Okay, I guess that saves me or something, but I wonder. I have no money. In the original Castlevania 2, like, this would not happen. He would continue to walk off, and that's what I was trying to see. Oh, they've got this. Alright, so you can't go down there. Alright. No, man, they want to sell me all these crystals and shit. You want a white crystal? For fucking what? Man, I need a dash button or something. I don't have the money for that. When I was still a young man, I was told of a magical potion that when thrown would reveal secrets hidden by evil. Well, I mean, I guess I could read these to you guys. Simon, your old friend is waiting for you in Alba. Dracula's riddle isn't solved by 13 clues, it's solved by destroying his remains. Well, yeah, I know that. You know, it's a pretty shitty riddle if all you have to do is destroy his remains. It's not really a riddle. Looks like I don't have fall damage. I know. You won't find many clues to Dracula's riddle here. Search east for the town of Veros. I wonder if there's that big-ass lake on the left side. I know if you tried to get through it, you'd die. I wonder if we have day and night cycles. Oh, come on, you piece of shit. I can see where this is made in Unreal for sure. Damn. Damn. Oh, those little bastards. Man, they are. Oh, wow. Okay. Is that the ferryman? Man, I got my ass kicked. Damn! I'm at 40 health now. Just his first scream. I think I'm at $25. Hope I don't get copyright struck on the fucking soundtrack. Alright. Goddamn. You have to throw all your bones. You won't have no bones left. They do this. Oh, I got 250. I could buy a better whip. Maybe I need to. This whip ain't shit. I don't know how I change whips. I guess if I have whips, I can switch them up there, like with Mega Man's power-up. Or Mega Man's abilities. That's usually how you would do it in a Mega Man game. I'm not fucking with these guys. I'm gonna go down these stairs. Yep, stairs seem safe. Shouldn't be anything crazy over here, right? Go. A little hard to read that hood. I've heard that Dracula's rib will shield its wielder from evil. Okay. Dracula's rib is a shield. I love laurels. Why, when I add them to my soup, I feel as though I can slay death himself. Though I'm a coward, so please stay silent. Man, I'm gonna give a donation to the church. The church is asking for 500 damn gold. That's a lot of gold. Jesus, man, he's making money. He wasn't crazy about that, to be honest. My, you look as though Dracula's curse has consumed you. You should rest in the church. I did. The man's gonna charge me $500. Have you visited our blacksmith? He prefers his privacy. We haven't seen or heard of him in quite a while. Well, damn, you want me to check on him, make sure he's still alive? That's not a very good message. Have you seen the statues of Saint Germain in the mansions? Rumors are they contain powerful weapons if you dare seek them. You have a friend waiting in Algebra. Funny, I didn't know cursed men would have many friends. That is a pretty funny joke there. What the fuck is this? Well, it doesn't look like I'm going down here. Oh, words in my eyes. Damn, that's why I need a better whip. You're up a lot of money though, damn. Get that money. Fucking Monopoly Man's eyeballs. Damn, they give me all kinds of money. I ain't going over there. Fuck that. These eyeballs is too strong. I need a better whip. They are too strong, rather. Man. You have that stop, though. Like, am I going faster? Yeah, maybe. A little bit. I wish you could go do, you know, that would be cool. I see why they've done it like that, to keep with the feel of the original game, which was kind of slow paced. Ow, damn it, motherfucker hit me in the back of the head. Alright, I hate this part. Damn. Bones. Oh! Alright, I got a full bar now. Oh, I got him! Game over? I gotta go back and get my damn... Alright. No, yeah, you have 3 players. I didn't know that. But you have save points, so you good on that. I'm gonna farm eyeballs. They'll probably take this out of the game. Cause it's way too easy to gain a lot of gold this way. I can literally go back to the first town and buy everything after farming these eyeballs for just a little bit. And they constantly come, so they're just endless money spawns. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna farm. This is how we used to play games back in the day. Farm, farm, farm. Farm fucking gold. Got one more. Yeah, I'm gonna hit till I get 1,000 guys and then I'm done. If I need more, I'll go back and farm more eyeballs. And the eyeballs will be easier to kill too because I'll have the thorn whip. So it won't take near as long to get the money. Maybe a little tired, but I'm not rusty. I know these games. I'm gonna kill this motherfucker too, because he's getting on my nerves. Damn. See, get rid of him. Oh, we got another one in behind him. That's alright. You want one? Y'all both want? Fine. Alright, that's enough. I'm live. I don't want y'all to sit here and watch me farm eyeballs. Damn. So, I didn't find a blacksmith or nothing unless he's hidden. Oh, he's probably underneath that area. I like how they kept this shit kind of cryptic like the original game, because that's part of the game's charm. Y'all don't realize how much I played the original Castlevania 2, because I did. I played the shit out of it. I thought it was so unique because it was one of the first games that I'd seen as like an open world that you could go back to towns, kind of like with Faxanadu. Faxanadu was like that, and I really like Faxanadu. And for those of you who don't know Faxanadu, that started your Trails series. Your Trails in the Sky and your Trails of Cold Steel and all those games. Man, the earliest of those was Faxanadu. That's a Falcom game. Did you know that? You probably didn't. And Tokyo Xanadu and Xanadu Next, those games are also part of the Faxanadu series. Even though Tokyo Xanadu, I believe. Yeah, that's the one that's like Persona. I still haven't really sat down and played it, but it's on the list. You know, since I don't really want to go back and play Persona 3, guys. I played it on the PS3. I had the FES edition of the game. And, you know, I really, really like that version of the game. I finished it outright. I love that game. I still think it's one of the strongest in the series. P4 is fun. P3 is more serious. It's more dark. So if you like a dark story, you're gonna like Persona 3. I gotta get on my game, dude. Because these motherfuckers don't play. They will knock you off, and you don't have another life. Like, after this, I lose the eyeballs that I farmed for money. So you gotta make it by these guys. Yeah, you gotta either let them do their thing or something. It's not easy. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta let them do their thing. Oh, hold on. Got Mr. Fireball. Oh, gotta get, stay on there. Stay on there, mate. It's all right, it don't matter if we get hit or a little bit. Just keep going. Get over there to the skeleton. That bridge is a bitch, guys. You ain't gonna have no bones left now, I'm telling you. You keep throwing them at nothing. You ain't gonna be a skeleton. You're gonna be a fucking chicken bone. Be a drumstick. Alright, I hate these motherfuckers. See, I gotta fight all of the hell that Dracula's gonna give me before I can even get back to town. Yeah, that motherfucker will become a human again. Yeah, that'll teach you. Get a couple of lashes. Jesus doesn't care if a werewolf. Okay, hold on now, mate. Yeah, we're gonna end that skeleton there. Alright, let's buy some shit now, folks. First, we're gonna go in this church and we're gonna heal up. That ain't the church. That. Yeah, I'll buy it. Give me the damn white crystal. I don't even know what it does. Just give it to me. I remember when I played this game and I used the cheats in the little book, because there was a little cheat book that I bought as a kid, and it had all kinds of little cheats, and it would show the pictures. It's really cool what they used to do back in the day. And I would use these cheats, and they'd give me all the items. I'd look in my inventory and I had everything. It don't have an inventory. Where's that man? You can see a man about a whip. Got a thorn whip. I guess you can change whips. Crouch, sub-weapon jump, and slide. Cycle sub-weapons is LB right button. Okay, that's it. Yeah, I'm gonna buy some holy water. And once you buy the items, you have them. I know. But where's the church? I guess I did heal. I didn't notice there's not no night cycle. That's kind of unfortunate, because I do miss the night cycle when they would turn into zombies or ghouls. Dracula's heart will calm the beast. You can't even go over there. Damn! Yeah, I know. We'll start back at the church. Oh, wow. Damn that bridge. But at least when you die and get a game over, you actually do get your lives back. So that's cool. Fine. I don't even care. God damn. Fuck. The fuck? Okay, get me out of here. This motherfucker's crazy. Yeah, we know that. Oh man, let me go to church. Thank you, Jesus. I'll bet. This is just me. I don't know if this is gonna work, guys, but I'm gonna try it. Yeah. Hey brother, how you been? Ain't nobody seen you in a while. Well, I was wondering when you'd show up. Interested in this chain whip? Motherfucker, I gotta go kill a couple eyeballs. I'll be back. Yeah, three. Alright, it took me down to three. Alright, y'all, gotta bear it with me. Grim's gonna farm me fucking eyeballs. Alright, that's two. I need a couple more eyeballs. Come on, eyeballs, where you at? I mean, they dropped some money. Pick up the money for killing. Sorry, I don't know, worry about that. I like the knife better on skeletons. Ew. Oh, shit. I don't know how that happened. It's alright. No, you don't. See, I fall down there, I bet I die. Oh yeah, I done got more than enough. Chain whip. You don't keep the thorn whip for long. Missing the curse. That's the only thing I got a problem with. Like, the day and night cycles really mess with things, I think. It's supposed to have, yeah, Castlevania 2 is always supposed to have those day and night cycles. What a horrible night to have a curse, right? It's like their egg pinata is full of gold. See it? Alright, hold on, mate. Damn, he's strong. Got him. Got a mansion there. Get him. Oh, no, we won't. He has this. Okay. I didn't know he's gonna do that. I know he's gonna do that, guys. I know. I didn't know he was gonna do that. But we know how to get into, yeah, let's see. Like, I actually had no problem in the mansion, but, like, I kind of want to go past it, but there's so much shit on the way to it. Well, maybe if I don't fight every damn thing, I'll probably be okay. But there's that spider area. That area, it's not too hard, but my biggest problem is the bone guy. You really do need some armor, but I don't think you get any. Shit. See? You gotta make it past all this shit first. And they really force you to use the knife because they throw so many bones. Hold on. I won't say it's on the level of AM2R, but it's still pretty fun. I mean, I like what they put together here. I do like what I'm playing. If I didn't, I wouldn't be playing it for as long as I have been. It's gotten interesting. I actually feel like I know where I'm going and that I have a fighting chance. Even though it's a little hard, the original was kind of hard too.
come over here.
Yeah.
Oh, hold up, Mr. Bones. Got him.
I'd like to go that way and see if there's anything there, but I think I can whoop this mansion. Shouldn't be that hard. Ooh! Maybe if I play it correctly. Remember, ain't nothing over there but hearts, and you don't need them. This piece takes a while to get going, but I like it when it finally does. And I like that they did add the symphonic elements to it, because I have heard a million versions of this with just straight riffs, which are good. But it feels more authentic, I guess. Damn this guy! It's a pain in the ass. He's killing me after he's dead. Oh, I didn't know you could do that. There's two different ways you can go. And either way, you still have to fight that fucker. I beat him, though. Man! Die, Mr. Knight!
He had to fuck with me.
Throw a solo in there, mate. This guy sucks. He really does. This motherfucker gonna bring me all the way back to the beginning. It's because of this bullshit movie does. And he can do it when he's dead. That's ridiculous. Man, there better be some kind of healing or something. Cause this shit ain't no way I'm gonna beat this motherfucker with 20. There better be a statue of something up here. What's this do? Yo, I hit it? I got an item. An axe. Oh, that's what I get in here. An axe that's slower than shit. But it works. That's it? I'm in a mansion, and there ain't no boss? Thank you. Yeah, I got him. Guys, notice any problem with sprite sizes? I haven't seen any issues. They seem to be round about what you'd expect for the game. But people were complaining in the Castlevania group or whatever that the sprite sizes were wrong. I don't think so. They seem pretty accurate. That might be a bug. Cannot jump while on the stairs, that makes sense. There's a statue with healing right there, and save point. Oh yeah, we're gonna whoop this boss today. Like some Primus stuff there. You don't like that, do you? Ow. Look, they'll go under your ass. Damn! You, sir! Want your ass kicked, I guess. Ow! Oh, he gonna just whoop my ass. You need like a Contra gun or something. Hey, what about knives? You know what? I wonder how knives would work on this guy. I got an idea. Let's try that. Alright, first you gotta kill this motherfucker. Cause he's back. And he's back too. Everybody done come back. They don't have a cheap pattern too. He's got a special thing you gotta do. It says that you just can't hit buttons. These motherfuckers they're gonna get you. Get off! That ain't work! I just realized that don't work! That don't work neither! There's only one way to kill that motherfucker, and that's with an axe! Or not even that! It don't work! Hold on. Oh, I think it's a certain part you gotta hit him or something. No, that ain't work. No, it didn't either. Did I just spam axes? Thought I could, hell. Spam axes? Oh, that's hard. Spam them axes. Oh, I ain't got no... Okay. So it seems to be a certain spot you gotta hit him in. Uh-oh. All right, I see it. I got him. I think I broke him somehow, but whatever. God, Dracula's real. All right. Oh, it's a shield. Oh, I know where I'm at now. Gotta go back across that damn bridge. Go back across that fucking bridge. Oh, I hate this fucking bridge. I hate everything on this bridge. I hate everything about this bridge. This bridge is fucking bullshit. Oh! Damn! Got me. Game over. Shit! Damn! Like, when you leave, you gotta go save. Like, you literally gotta go to a church and save. Cause I gotta go fight this motherfucker again. I bugged him last time. Got him last time. To wait. Oh, he's not really that hard. Hold on. No, he's not. I get him one more time. So I beat him fair and square there, guys. I didn't even bug against him. He was easy. Alright. It's gonna give me a minute, and then it's gonna... go play a... Okay. Alright. So you get a shield now. Now what do? Now go back... Well, I can go back across that damn bridge. I got 3 health. And it's better than going through the spiders. Or, three lives, rather. Man, I got a shield to block against these damn bones now. Let me be fair, this isn't the only Castlevania 2 remake I have played. There's also that really ultra dark one that I haven't really touched. And there was one made long ago in the style of Super Nintendo, and I finished that one. But this one's way better than that one, even though that one had day-night cycles. This one... I don't know if the other one does either, the really dark one, the fucked up looking one. Alright. We're gonna try and cross this damn bridge. Thank God it ain't that big. Damn! That fucking bridge. They don't need to home in on me. They need to be random spots so it's not quite so difficult. The thing is, they home in on you. Did you notice that? They'll, like, jump literally around you. Yeah, when you're trying to jump, they'll jump. It's a little ridiculous. I don't like that pattern at all. That makes it to where it's damn near impossible to fight them. And see, they'll come back. Just doing their fucking fishman thing. These fucking fishman ads. Thank you. How in the world? Okay, for some odd reason, it transported me into the damn place with that blacksmith I'd already talked to. While I'm here, like a good place to save. Alright folks, it's the Grim Lord. Thanks for checking out Castlevania Chronicles 2. I'll probably have footage for it from it on some of my next rant videos or show videos or stuff like that, because this is just a really fun game and I'm definitely going to finish it. But this is just to show you, hey, the first couple areas, the boss, and you can pick up the game. There's a Google Drive link and the Castlevania group, but I think they're also gonna drop it on their YouTube page, which is BMC War Machine, and also it'll probably be elsewhere, because you know how things like to spread. Unfortunately, it's only on a Google Drive right now, but I'm sure some people will upload it to other places. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grim Plays, when I won't be doing commentary. It'll be like normal.